Absolutely devastated, because I feel that when they say breaches of security, that morning of the robbery, when you're held up with three armed and masked men and a gun pointed at your head, there's nothing that no man or woman could have done that day that I did any different from what anybody else could have done. I saved my life. My life was in danger, and I saved my life, and it's just, it's gone downhill since the robbery.
And you must have been in complete shock during the robbery and afterwards.
It was the worst nightmare of my life. I can't eat right, I can't sleep right, I can't go for a walk on the road, because they told me that they knew me and they knew where I lived, and that they'd come back and shoot me if I told the guards anything. So I'm living with that fear, and my husband and my three girls, it just hasn't been, our life's just turned round.
And just in relation to the Garda investigation, I've seen a video of the CCTV coverage.
Yes.
And I can't understand. I was in shock that the Garda haven't arrested or charged anybody. How do you feel about the Garda investigation?
Well, I don't want to really comment on the Garda investigation, because it's still ongoing as far as they're concerned. I just was disappointed that it never went on crime line, that someone's going to be able to recognise the boy driving the van that morning. I mean, there were three vehicles used in the robbery. There was eight guns recovered and two grenades. They got all that, but they just didn't get the people.
And then just relation into Ann Post saying you're going to lose your job, this must be putting you under a lot of stress now.
It has. Swear to God, it has. I'm devastated. It's like taking my family away from me, because it's not just my job. I've built up a great relationship. I've generated a good business for Ann Post, and I've been loyal to them. I've worked two post offices for them in 2008, and I can't understand the logic in what they're doing.
And do you have any hope now of retaining your job as postmistress?
No, well, I'm living in hope and hoping in America, but I don't think it's going to come.